Here we go. You're listening to Law and Gospel on this Monday, August the 5th, in the year of our Lord. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and on Mondays we take a look at one of the readings for the coming Sunday. And this coming Sunday is none other than Propers number what? Propers 14, August the 11th, 2024. Readings are from 1 Corinthians 19, Psalm 34, Ephesians 4, and John 6. John 6, verses 35 to 51, is the gospel reading for this date. It begins, "I am the bread of life," Jesus told them. "Come to me, and you will never be hungry. Believe in me, and you will never be thirsty. But I have told you, you have seen me, and you don't believe. All the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me, I will never turn away." Now, these are important statements of Jesus, referring to himself not only as the bread of life, and through believing in him, you will never be hungry, but you also will never be thirsty. We hear about this when Jesus meets the Samaritan woman at the well, and he talks about the water that will lead to her never be thirsty again. "Oh, give me that," she says. And of course, it's through faith in him, trust in him, belief in him, which means trusting the promises of Jesus. Yes, here on earth, we will be hungry and thirsty, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that will be forever. No, there will come a time when you will never be hungry or thirsty as you reside in heaven with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But that will occur because you believe. All the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me, I will never turn away. That's really the essence of every sermon, to give the good news that God will never turn away from his people. Now, there may be times in your life when it appears that God has turned away, but the promise is that he will not. That's a promise that we can rely on. "Because I came down from heaven," Jesus says, "not to do what I want, but what he wants who sent me. That's God the Father. And he who sent me doesn't want me to lose any of those he gave me, but to raise on the last day. Yes, my Father wants everyone who sees the Son and believes in him to have eternal life. But he wants me to raise them on the last day. That's the plan of God the Father through Jesus Christ for every one of us. It's a plan that was made before the foundation of the world. God, knowing that man would sin and would have to be brought out of his sin. And that occurred when Jesus died on the cross, forgiving us our sin. He paid the price of forgiveness. He was with us. Now, after Jesus says this, the Jews grumbled because Jesus said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They would say, isn't this Joseph's son, whose father and mother we know? Then how can he say, I came down from heaven? You see, they have not yet grasped the importance of the virgin's birth, where Jesus became incarnate through the Virgin Mary. That's how he came down from heaven. That's what the shepherds were told by the angels, that go to Bethlehem and find him lying in a manger. They went and worshiped him and then shared that good news with all the people. But many of the Jews, because they knew that he had been born of Mary, thought that therefore it was Joseph that had resulted in the pregnancy. How can he say, I came down from heaven? Now, what does Jesus answer to that? It's his answer to all of our doubts about Jesus. He said, don't grumble among yourselves. A person can come to me only if the Father who sent me draws him. Then I will raise that person until the last day. Now, how is that possible if you and I are still on earth? How are we raised? Well, the problem is that the prophets wrote, God will teach everyone. Everyone who has seen the Father. And only he who comes from God has seen the Father. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me has everlasting life. Now, when did that occur for many of us? It occurred in holy baptism, when we were baptized into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We are therefore raised from the dead at that time, because we are raised to eternal life. Our eternal life began at our baptism. We have a new being within us, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is a gift where we receive not only the benefits of the Holy Spirit, wisdom and knowledge, but also the greatest gift, the gift of the forgiveness of sins. And what is that gift? It's a gift that says, you will never be held accountable for your sins. How is that possible? It's possible because God holds Jesus Christ accountable. He died on the cross. And on that cross, our sins were paid for. The prophets wrote, God will teach everyone. Everyone who listens to the Father will learn from him and come to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, but only he who comes from God has seen the Father. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes has everlasting life. That is the essence of Christianity, that one has faith. You see, in every other religion of the world, you're saved by your works. You're told to do good works. And therefore, by those works, God is so impressed with you that he thinks that you have done enough good works to be saved. But no good work you do, all falls short of the glory of God until you have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus says, I am the bread of life. And then Jesus reminds them of the Old Testament. Your father ate the manna in the desert and they died. Remember, they got to the land of Cana. and the manna, it ended because the people no longer needed it in the land of Canaan, which they had been promised. So also, when you die here on earth, and as a believer you enter into heaven, you will be there forever and never be hungry and never be thirsty, because God has left, as he said to his disciples, to prepare a mansion for you in heaven. Then Jesus says, I will raise you on the last day. The prophets wrote, God will teach everyone, everyone who he knows and listens to the Father and learns from him, comes to me, Jesus. Not that anyone has seen the Father, only he who comes from God has seen the Father. That is Jesus Christ. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes has everlasting life. That's why Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Your father ate the manna in the desert and they died. But this is the bread coming down from heaven, so that anyone may eat it and not die. Jesus says, I am the living bread from heaven that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. The bread I'll give to bring life to the world is my flesh. That's how you receive eternal life. You receive it because Jesus dies on the cross and gives his life on your behalf. Then the Jews argued with one another, how can he give us his flesh to eat? They don't yet understand the time of the Lord's Supper, when you will see his body under the form of bread and his blood under the form of wine. That's how you will eat his body and blood. And you will believe that as you receive the bread and the wine. This is my body, Jesus says. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you don't have any life in you. If you eat his flesh and drink my blood, you have everlasting life, and I will raise you on the last day. My flesh is a true food, and my blood is a true drink. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you stay in me and I in you. That's the essence of receiving the holy sacrament of the Lord's body and blood. So the way God does it, he sets you up with baptism, at which time you receive the Holy Spirit and the sacrament of holy baptism, at which time you've also received the body and blood of Jesus Christ. That's the way that God saves you. And after you have been saved, you continue in Jesus by receiving the body and blood in the Lord's Supper. Of course, it looks like only bread and wine, but it's truly that which saves you. It gives you the life of Jesus Christ continually. And when you receive the life of Jesus Christ, you're receiving his promises. That's the essence of the Christian faith, to receive the promises of God. That's the essence of the Christian religion, that you are saved by the promises, not by your works, but by the works of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to give you the truth of God. And in receiving that truth, you have received eternal life. Your eternal life did not begin at your birth, because you were born a sinner, but it began with your baptism, or when you read the Bible or heard the Bible and believe the promises of Jesus to give you eternal life. And that eternal life was something that God delivered to you because of his promise. Promises are what you believe in. And those promises are received by you through the gift of Jesus Christ, who died so that you will never really die, and who lives so that you also live eternally, never to die, but to have a place in heaven with Jesus, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. That's the essence of the Christian faith. That is why there is only one true religion, and it is not a religion of works, It's a religion of faith, believing the promises. And you begin to believe those promises when you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit at your baptism. And in your baptism, you have received the wonderful gift of the forgiveness of sins, which means there is no sin that you have done that is not paid for by the death of Jesus on the cross, because he is the bread of life. That's the gospel reading for this coming Sunday. And tomorrow, we'll be taking a look at the hymn for this coming Sunday. Until then, God bless you.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.